I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse's back. He's been gone for a full week, and he's been evangelizing. Jess, are you reporting for duty, sir?
I'm 10-8. I'm on duty.
Jess, before we begin, just tell everybody, where you been, man?
I was over in Detroit, Michigan, over in Church Militant for a few days doing a few shows. Then I went over to Texas, did a show with Taylor Marshall. Then I went to Austin, Texas, and spoke at a Fullness of Truth conference. And so, yeah, I was. And then in between that, I was just doing a lot of podcast interviews in Spanish on how to vote. Basically,
excellent.
How to vote.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, you've been a busy dude, Jess, and we're glad to have you back. And today's show is going to be very, very interesting. And I'm sure everybody's been watching the news because, the Supreme Court nominee, mother seven children, Judge Amy Coney Barrett to Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about that. But most importantly, I think Archbishop Vigano just keeps coming out with these letters. He says that President Trump is preparing against the demonic forces of a deep state and much, much more. Also, Jesse, I'm going to talk more about later in the show about some of the terrible things that are going on in our country regarding hate crimes. For example, we've got a Chaldean Catholic cathedral just south of us. They got targeted over the weekend with spraying paint, with pentagrams, BLM, Black Lives Matter, and swastikas. I mean, this is going on almost every weekend. A Catholic church is being hit, and there's more. But I just want to uplift you on this point, that remember that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of all of us, and we need to proclaim that loud and clear. But Jesse, before we get to all of that, would you please proclaim the Word of God to us?
A lot of stuff to choose from. I'm going to choose the reading from the book of Job.
Yep, good story.
Because it talks about spiritual warfare here. It's kind of long, but it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think many Catholics have ever got a real feel for this. Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 22. One day when the angels of God came to present themselves before the Lord, Satan also came among them. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said to Satan, "Whence do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming the earth and patrolling it." So number one, there's two things we see here. Number one, Satan still has to report to God. He's under God's authority forever. Number two, Satan has been banished from heaven. And so notice where he's been at. He says it. "I've been patrolling the earth and roaming the earth." That's exactly what the first pope says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. That beware, the devil is roaring around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And that's also what it says in the book of Revelation chapter 12, that the devil was expelled to the earth. So that all those three verses basically explain that he now dominates planet earth, as the catechism says in paragraph 407. It says, "And the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you noticed my servant Job, and that there's no one on earth like him, blameless and upright, fearing God and avoiding evil.'" In other words, Job was a holy man. He lived in a state of grace. It says, "But Satan answered the Lord and said, 'It is for nothing that Job is God-fearing. Have you not surrounded him and his family and all that he has with your protection?'" Mm-hmm. That's a good sign. Mm-hmm. See what happens when a man lives in a state of grace? Look what the Bible just said. The entire family's protected based on the faith of the man. This is why many households, period, are unprotected from the diabolical, is because the man lives a faithless, lukewarm, unclean life, a life of no prayer. And as a result of that, you see that right from the Bible. The family is unprotected when the man is a secular, humanist, lukewarm pagan. It's right in the Bible.
Yep.
It says, "But Job's house was protected by God because he lived in a state of grace. He was the icon of God the Father for the family." It says, so the devil's not complaining because God protects Job. He says, "You have blessed the work of his hands, and his livestock are spread over the land. But now put forth your hand and touch anything that he has, and surely he will blaspheme you to your face. In other words, he's telling God, the only reason Job loves you is because you protect him.
Yep.
But take your hand of protection away from him, and you'll see he'll blaspheme you. Don't protect him. Take your hands of protection away from him, and you'll see that he'll be like everybody else. So it says, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand upon his person. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. So God is saying, okay, I'm going to allow you to go ahead and tempt him. I'm going to allow you to go ahead and oppress him. I'm going to allow you to obsess him, but you can't kill him. And so Satan went forth, it says. And so one day while his sons and his daughters were eating. By the way, exorcists teach that God will even use the highest form of attack from the devil, possession, to make a person a saint. So even possession is used by God. God allows it. A person to become possessed for the purpose of making that person holy, to sanctify them, to purify them, and to make them a receptacle of redemptive suffering for the rest of his family. So it says, and so one day while his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses grazing beside them, and the Sabaeans, these were enemies of the Jews, carried them off in a raid. They put the herdsmen to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, another came and said, lightning has fallen from heaven and struck the sheep and their shepherds and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, another messenger came and said, the Chaldeans, more enemies of the Jews, formed three columns, seized the camels, carried them off, and put those tending them to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. So notice, tragedy upon tragedy upon tragedy is befalling Job and his property and his family. Now here's the last tragedy. Okay? Another came and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of your eldest brother. Let me turn off my phone here.
Me too.
Yeah. Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of your eldest brother, a great wind across the desert and smote the four corners of the house. It fell upon the young people and they're dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you. So Job loses everything. His family, his property, and his wealth. You would think that he'd hang himself and, you know, start having a bout of Tourette's syndrome and fall into depression. What does it say here? It says, then Job began to tear his cloak and cut off his hair. He cast himself prostrate upon the ground and said, by the way, that's a Jewish act of repentance. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's not having a fit. He says, naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked should I go back again. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin, nor did he say anything disrespectful of God, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. That's what you call leaving it all out on the field. That's what you call taking it in the chin for the team.
Amen.
He lost everything, and yet instead of cursing, his secular friends are saying, just curse. Even his wife was saying, curse God. Just curse him and then die. I mean, why even live? Just curse God and die. And his response was, again, he just entered into the crucible of suffering. And the book of Job now, it all makes sense in light of the resurrection. At the resurrection of Jesus Christ, now suffering makes sense. Mm. Because suffering united to Christ leads to victory. Amen. The book of Job only makes sense because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Well said, Jesse. And before we get to Bishop Sheen, I just want to mention Friday we had Brenda Garcia on, and I've never received so much comments on social media about getting that girl back on. For those who don't know, she's a
stunt woman
in Hollywood, and she's been there for about 10 years, and she loves the Lord, and I want to just say she was interviewed by me on Friday. You might want to listen to it and share it with your young sons or daughters, because she related well to the young people. I got inundated with all kinds of blessings. But I also, before I get to Bishop Sheen, I just want to mention one more thing. Our good friend, and he's a friend of the show, Jesse, this priest, Father Adrian passed away at the altar performing a wedding at St. Lion's Parish in Norwalk. He was a listener of the Terry and Jesse show. I didn't realize it. He loved what we were doing. He's a Filipino priest. So I'd like to pray for his repose of his soul. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let the perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Amen. Wow. And Jesse, I've been told by many priests in the Archdiocese of L.A., they listen to us. They just don't publicly state it for obvious reasons, okay, if you know what I mean. All right. Hey, Bishop Sheen, let's bring him in. Full Sheen ahead. Jess, this fits what we're going to be talking about with Archbishop Vigano. Bishop Sheen says, the refusal to take sides in a great moral issue is in itself a decision. It is a silent acquiescence to evil. Bishop Sheen says, and it's today, the tragedy of our time is that those who still believe in honesty lack fire and conviction, while those who believe in dishonesty are full of passionate and conviction. We see that happening right now in 2020. And we come back, we're going to talk about that. Archbishop Vigano, I call him Jesse, the John the Baptist of our church today. He's talking about Trump, President Trump. He says he's preparing against the demonic forces of a deep state. Well, we're going to get into that letter. I just can't believe an archbishop is speaking like this, Jess, and it's almost like we've got people in the State Department who are telling us, hey, we got to be protecting our Christians in China. And the Vatican's going, what? Let's have a talk. But this is the world we're living in right now. When we come back, we'll inspire you with this letter to help you get deeper into your faith and love Jesus and his bride, the church, here on the Terry and Jesse Show. This is Virgin Most Powerful. Here, we're blessed. We'll be right back with more to inspire you.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio or Straight Talk Catholicism.
Amen.
Terry and Jesse Show. Archbishop Vigano, did you know that he's preparing to fight against? He told President Trump in a letter that President Trump is preparing to fight against the demonic forces of the deep state. This is right in line with the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 407, that says that the devil has a certain domination over man, and one of the ways that he dominates man is through politics.
Right.
Archbishop Vigano is completely speaking with the complete with a complete backing of Catholic theology. The devil uses politics to advance his causes. We think a lot. Think about communism. That was completely diabolical, says Father Amorth.
Yep.
Nazism. That was completely diabolical, says Father Fortea.
Yep.
Very well-known exorcist. But Terry, this letter that was written, it says, with deep emotion, I've learned that President Donald Trump will be taking part in the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast on the 23rd of September, which just passed.
Right.
Okay. This is written by Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, by the way. And he wanted to attend, but obviously that was not possible.
Ouch.
He says, on this occasion, Attorney General William Barr will receive the Christi Fidelis Laici Award, Christ's Faithful Laity, named after the apostolic exhortation on the laity by Pope St. John Paul II. Archbishop Vigano says, I'd like to make myself present on this memorable occasion in which I participated with great enthusiasm as apostolic nuncio during my years of my mission in Washington, D.C. from 2011 to 2016. He says, I therefore join all the participants in this extraordinary celebration and all American Catholics who see in President Donald Trump the greatest defender of the supreme values of Christian civilization,
mm-hmm.
of life.
Amen.
From conception to natural death, of the natural family composed of one man and one woman and child, and of love for the homeland, one nation under God. And most importantly, he stands for defending the right to freely practice our faith, thus allowing us more fully to honor God. Terry?
Well said, Jesse. I just got to say, he's the John of the Baptist. And you know what he's doing, Jesse? He's inspiring other bishops to speak up, like Archbishop Cordeleon up in San Francisco. Now he's saying that, hey, if I want to have a public mass in my cathedral, I can do it whether the state says I can or can't. That's a big improvement. I think he's inspired by Archbishop Vigano, and I think that what he's basically saying is the gauntlet's down, Justice, that we can't just sit back. And when I quoted Fulton Sheen's quote about, you know, this idea that the refusal to take sides on a great moral issue is itself a decision, I think Vigano is saying, I'm not going to be quiet. I'm getting old. I'm in my late 70s now. It's not time to be quiet. And I believe that he's going to inspire more of us, and I hope he does, especially our prelates, to do likewise, because Jess, the emperor has no clothes on. That's how I see it.
That's right. And I'll tell you, I think who's also inspiring some of the California prelates is the Protestants.
Oh, absolutely.
They absolutely are. I mean,
anti-Catholic churches there are even inspiring us.
Yeah, very fundamentalist Protestant yeah. churches that are standing up to the deep state in California. And they're
That's
saying,
right.
"No, we're you know not on our watch." So I'm glad to see that you have the San Francisco Archbishop pushing back as well. Vigano ends the letter by saying this. He says this. He writes, "The presidential elections in November represent an epochal challenge,
yep.
a biblical challenge, the outcome of which will be decisive, not only for the United States of America,
the world,
but for the whole world."
And tell us why that is, Jess, because be honest with you, what happens here goes all over the world.
Yep. He says here, it is necessary that all of you Catholics of America are well aware of the yep. role that Providence has deigned to entrust to your president, and that you are aware of the extraordinary battle that he's preparing to fight against the demonic forces of the deep state and against the new world order.
Mm.
I am at your side with fervent prayer, together with millions of Catholics and with all the people of goodwill throughout the world. Our trust rests in God the Almighty, whose right hand works wonders. Carlo Maria Vigano, former Apostolic Nuncio of Washington, D.C., 2011-2016. And a modern-day Saint Athanasius of the Catholic Church. Terry, I'll tell you, this is how important it is. New York and California are huge players. That's why the devil has control of the political establishment in those states.
Yep. East and West.
Why are they such huge players in the world scene? Because that's the media capital.
Yep.
And let's just be honest. A lot of people, they just get their info. They don't read the right things. They don't read God's word. They don't know their faith. So they form, or they allow their moral conscience to be formed or malformed by the media, which comes out of Southern California and New York, both ends. It's controlled by liberal progressives. Let's just be honest.
That's a fact.
The word liberal progressive, Father Mitch Pacwa says in his video, the video put out by EWTN, A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, anytime you hear me say the word liberal progressive, it's a code word for communist. That's what it means. Communist. Liberal progressive is a code word for communism. That's what we have being exported into this country in both ends of the country through the power of the media. And these communists control the media by and large. Now, what happens? The rest of the world, they look up to the United States kind of like as, you know, like that biblical phrase, the light of the world, the light to the nations. And so the United States, anything good or bad that happens around the world is exported from the United States because of the powerful media presence and the powerful economic engine that it is. And this is why, Terry, we are in the fight of our life right now. Literally what St. John Paul II said back in 1978, right now we have the church versus the anti-church,
right.
The culture of life versus the culture of death.
Yep.
We have Christ versus the Antichrist. We are living that proclamation right now.
And Jesse, I'm going to have you comment on a couple attacks on Catholic churches. One of them was your former pastor in Pacoima. Now he's at St. Joseph's Church in Pomona. On Friday night, after everybody had adoration, somebody torched the altar outdoors because we can't go inside the church. And now there's Catholic men fellowship out there cleaning up the mess. But that's number one. Number two, a Chaldean Catholic cathedral out in El Cajon, down south by San Diego, over the weekend was a target of a hate crime, okay? They spray paint on the front doors of the church, pentagrams. They put BLM, Black Lives Matter, and swastikas. Jess, if that's not an attack on Holy Mother of the Church, I don't know what is. But let me ask you, Jesse, what are those three sayings representing? Go ahead.
The
pentagram.
Pentagram. That's a sign. That's a symbol of Satanism.
Of course, it is.
The Temple of Satan. That's used by the Church of Satan.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
the symbol. So they're attacking the Catholic Church. And what else goes along with that? BLM and swastikas.
Well, BLM. When you look at their party platform, it's a complete communist party platform.
Yep.
As of last week, it used to have
that we
oppose the patriarchal family.
Yes,
they took that down.
Yeah, because we.
But
kept...
a lot of people have still screenshotted it.
Oh yeah.
There's still people have it in their iPhones, so they know that it was there for months.
Oh yeah.
They just took it down, and they only took it down for political expediency because.
Of course.
All these people, they go to these polling groups and they say, so what do people think about us having this comment on our website about we're against the patriarchal family? Without a doubt, the leftists, the media pollers told them, you need to take that down because we're losing a lot of votes. You're going to lose. Biden is going to lose the election if you guys keep that up there. So they took it down. So they're also political wonks. They also want to see which way the cultural winds are blowing. And the third thing that they have there, you have Antifa, right, Terry?
That's right, Jesse. And
when you click on Antifa, Terry, Antifa.com, it goes to Biden Harris's website.
Antifa is
none other than the paramilitary arm of the Democrat Party, much like the brown shirts were the paramilitary arm for Adolf Hitler, and that's how he was ushered into power, by violence, by attacking his political enemies, by having the brown shirts go to meetings and attack people, go to polling places. We're seeing the exact same thing right now,
and,
no more, no less.
And Jesse, the same approach was done in Russia for that revolution also. Fear. That's one of the reasons I want to say to our listeners, we can't be fearful of these people. We have to be obviously prayerful, but we have to stand our ground. We can't just back down to this, Jess. We have to protect our families, our country. And I think when they realize that we're going to use proportionate measures to stop them, as the Catechism says, that's when this will stop. Because right now, if we just say, oh, well, we'll look the other way, they're going to continue to do their dirty work. As a cop, Jesse, does that make sense, what I just said, that they're going to continue until we stop them?
Terry, that's just the mentality of a bully.
There you go.
The only way, I'll give you an example, just to get biblical.
Yeah.
I mean, how did the Israelites stop Goliath of Gath, this killing machine? They stopped them because one person says, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get my butt kicked. I know I'm a little guy named David.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to stop. He's not going to cuss out God on my watch any longer.
Yep.
And so he stood up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And now that story will be told for all eternity.
That's true.
Because that's the way bullies operate. It sounds good when people say, oh, you know, just be compassionate. Just, you know, let them walk all over you. Be a doormat for them. It doesn't work.
Nope.
It doesn't work. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church in paragraph 2263 says, Catholics have the right to defend themselves against unjust aggressors.
Well said. When we come back from our break, we're going to be talking about a Catholic mom of seven, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, to the Supreme Court. And you know what I love about her? The thing I love about that she worked under Judge Scalia, and she says his philosophy is my philosophy. Well, that's good enough for me to put my stamp of approval on this woman to be the next judge on the Supreme Court. But we're going to get more into articles on what the left is trying to do to stop her. Then we need prayers. I would say offer masses, rosaries, visits to the Blessed Sacrament so that we can get her in, because this could really make an effect when it comes to unborn children with Roe versus Wade. And we're going to talk with much, much more on that. Also, Jesse, I just want to remind everybody right now, you might hear a little noise. We're still painting the church. The studios, the offices are being painted. If anybody would like to help us, I just cut a $20 donation that helps. If $20 or $200 or whatever, we're happy to receive those. You can go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org and just put for the painting of the church, and your offices will help you out on that, and it is tax deductible. Also, if you want to call us, I want to thank him personally. I'll give my cell number out on the radio, 661-972-7872, and that way you can donate directly, and I would be here to say thank you after the show. We really appreciate it. Also, don't forget, this Friday, Father Altman and Bishop Strickland will have a special preview of a one-hour interview I did. Over 30,000 people have already seen the teaser on it. 5 p.m. California time, only on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Bishop Strickland and Father Altman dialogue for an hour. We'll be back with much more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
man, you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, and I just want to call all the people, you know, I've got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old. 5 kids, and I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I love it.
Out there.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
So it's out. Everybody knows now that President Donald Trump, the most pro-Catholic friendly president in my lifetime.
Amen.
He nominates a Catholic mom of seven.
Oof.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And Judge Amy Coney Barrett admits that her judicial philosophy.
I love it.
It parallels. It's taken from the late Justice Antonin Scalia, one of the best Catholic Supreme Court justices we've ever had.
Absolutely.
And so this is President Trump's third pick. And so of his three picks, two of them have been Catholic and one has been an Episcopalian. So it's very interesting that he does choose people of the Christian persuasion.
Yep.
And so President Trump officially announced that he was going to fill the Supreme Court seat with pro-life Catholic Judge Amy Coney Barrett. If confirmed by the Senate, the 48-year-old will take the place of pro-abortion Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died September 18th. And Amy Barrett was asked about her love for the country. And she says, I love the United States. And I love the United States Constitution.
Beautiful.
And I'm truly humbled by the prospect of serving on the Supreme Court. Amy Barrett said this. She told this to a bunch of people gathered in the Rose Garden and after President Trump introduced her. And it's funny, but Amy Barrett, she also joked. She said, I'm used to being, the Supreme Court has nine justices.
Yes.
She says, I'm used to being in a group of nine, my family, and her seven kids.
Seven
and her
husband?
Yeah. That was a good line.
That was fun.
And she spoke glowingly of her husband and seven children, two of them of whom are adopted, and one of the kids that's adopted has Down syndrome.
Wow.
And Amy Coney Barrett, she says, our children are my greatest joy, even though they deprive me of any
beautiful,
reasonable amount of sleep. Terry?
Wait, Jesse, you know, that speaks so loudly to common Joe. How many of us, Jesse, you remember when your kids were young?
Yes.
I do too, of course, but you know what? Sacrifice is the language of love. She said, should I be confirmed, I will be mindful who came before me, said Barrett, noting flags are still flying. Even though we don't agree with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she showed respect. To me, Jesse, that showed class.
Class.
I mean, I would have a hard time doing that, okay? But
yeah, yeah.
I'm being honest. But the very point that she said that Ginsburg's famed friendship with Justin Scalia, whom she clerked particularly, was poignant. They disagree fiercely in print without, making a big deal about it. Here's my point. This woman, in my humble opinion, is better than anything I've seen in my lifetime for a Supreme Court justice that I've analyzed. I mean, everything she says here, I'm like, wow, Scalia's judicial philosophy is mine too. She's a constitutionalist. She's going to read the Constitution and judge based on that and not on her personal opinions. She's a woman of unparalleled achievement towards intellect. She's got great credentials. And the thing, again, I like her commitment to the Constitution. And Jesse, I just want to give President Trump kudos because guess what? If we get him in another 4 years, Jess, he might be doing this another time.
Yeah, he could do this one more time because Breyer
exactly
is 82 or 83
yeah
years old and he's not in good health. He's not in good,
you know what I'm really
and neither is Sotomayor.
Yeah.
Sotomayor is a lot younger. She's got serious health problems, so he can get at least one more appointment if he wins, Terry.
Well, you know what I want to publicly thank Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg for? Not stepping down in the last 4 years ago when President Obama was the president. I thank her for not stepping down at that time. Because you know darn well, if President Obama was going to pick another candidate, it would have been just the opposite.
It would have been a young liberal.
You see, so I want to thank her publicly for hanging on.
A young ACLU liberal.
You got it.
Terry, here's something interesting about, again, because President Trump says that her qualifications are unsurpassed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And her record is beyond reproach. And he said, this should be a straightforward and prompt confirmation. It should be very easy. Good luck. It's going to be very quick. And then he laughed. He says, I'm sure it's going to be extremely non-controversial. He said, we said that the last time, didn't we? Now, why did he say all this? I'll tell you why.
I know why.
Most people don't realize that Amy Coney Barrett graduated number one in her law class.
Exactly.
Number one in her law class.
That's not easy.
Absolutely not. That's basically what you call a valedictorian, okay?
Yep.
And most people, I don't know if you realize, Joe Biden, he graduated 76th out of 85 people in his law class.
Just the
fact. I'm going to repeat that again.
Just the fact.
So Joe Biden graduated in the bottom rung of the ladder in his law class. He graduated 76th out of 85 people in his law class. This is just, I'm just putting out the facts.
No,
just... And I just want to just, Terry, just remind people, we've got to pray for her, Terry.
Oh,
she's
time.
A fellow Catholic.
Yep.
She's a fellow Catholic, and she represents the common man, the forgotten man. And so I want to pray to Our Lady of Victory. Pray for her and protect her. St. Joseph, Terror of Demons, pray for her and protect her. And may the divine assistance come to her aid. And may the precious blood of Jesus be her strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And Jesse, they're attacking her right now. The left is attacking her regarding, even though that she adopted two kids from Haiti, they're saying, she probably did it illegally, and they're like slaves. I mean, these are vicious statements about her personal life. And I just think that it's going to backfire myself, Jesse, when they do that.
Yeah,
and
the kids are they're two black kids, Terry.
Yes, so, I saw them on the TV. It was cute.
And they're going to try to spin it somehow.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to try to spin it somehow. And I'm going to tell you, this woman is a woman of unimpeachable credentials in her life, the way she carries herself, in her professional life, in her marriage.
Oh, yeah. She walks the talk, brother.
Yes. Terry, the president of the United States, he's fulfilled his duty to the American people by putting forward a Supreme Court nominee who's going to interpret the Constitution as it's written. And she's also a person of deep faith. So I just remind you, let's storm heaven with prayers. And she's also, you're going to see all the anti-Catholicism come out like we've never seen it before. They're going after her because she's a practicing Catholic. She's not a Joe Biden, a Nancy Pelosi Catholic, or a Bill Maher Catholic. In fact, Bill Maher, on Saturday night, all the comedy channels that I never watch, somebody just sent me a little clip. Bill Maher, I mean, just completely went into a complete
meltdown.
Tourette syndrome meltdown when he found out that Amy Coney Barrett was nominated. and he went after her Catholicism. He goes, she's a real Catholic. I mean, a real
Catholic.
He actually
believes
Catholic.
In what the teachings of the church are.
Yeah. Now, here's what's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, nobody criticized Sonia Sotomayor when she was nominated. Nobody went after her Catholicism. Nobody questions Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden saying, no, they're too Catholic to be president or Speaker of
Good
the House
point.
Or Sonia Sotomayor. She's too Catholic to be a Supreme Court justice. Why is it when these leftists find a lukewarm Catholic, which, by the way, popes have said this is the greatest problem in the church is lukewarm Catholics.
Right.
Why is it that their Catholicism is never called into question, but somebody who actually practices her faith and like probably believes in the Bible, all of a sudden they're trying to demonize her, Terry?
And let me throw one more part about her. She's regarded as a pro-life originalist. She was a member of the Notre Dame Faculty for Life group, signed in 2015 a letter expressing solidarity with our sisters in developing world, a world against what Pope Francis has described forms of ideological colonization, which are out to destroy the family, and is reported to have signed another letter. This really gets the left upset, a letter. She signed it. It's in writing now. It's a fact. Published by the Beckett Law firm, criticizing what? Obama's administration regarding contraception mandate. You know, she's been under attack from Democrats, left-wing media, since before Trump announced her as an official nominee. You know what, Jess? That's a good sign, in my opinion. They're not happy about that pick, and that's okay.
I'll tell you why they're not happy with that pick, because the dogma lives loudly within
Feinstein,
her.
That's right. Remember
that's
that.
Why.
Yeah.
Again, the dogma lives loudly within her.
Yep.
That's why they don't like her. And I'll tell you, the fact is, as Catholics, we have to vote like your eternal life is on the ballot, because it is. I'm going to say it again. You need to vote and realize that your eternal life is on the ballot.
Explain how you participate, Jesse, with your vote, and how at the exit interview, your vote will come up. Go ahead, Jess.
This is in the Catechism. It's in like from 1857 to 1868. I'm going to make it simple.
Yeah.
If we as Catholics, there's 9 ways that you participate in somebody else's sin. 9 ways.
Yeah.
One of the ways is by not stopping somebody, or by not calling them out on it, by omission, by keeping your mouth shut,
exactly,
or by endorsing a person, or by supporting them. And how do you endorse and support a person? By your vote.
That's right.
So if a person believes in this Holocaust monstrosity of abortion, or like slavery, if you lived back in the times of Lincoln and Douglas, and you vote for the person that holds to these culture of death monstrosities, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, because you said nothing about it, you didn't try to stop it, you supported it by your vote, and you gave it tacit approval by your vote, now his sin of abortion or slavery or euthanasia is going to be your sin. That's in Ezekiel chapter 3 and Ezekiel chapter 18. It was yesterday's reading, I think. Their sin becomes your sin. Their blood of that sin of abortion is going to be on you. And guess what? When you have your exit interview with the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to say, didn't you know that my church taught that if you support something that's intrinsically evil, even by your vote, you're supporting it. That's the sin of omission, because you're not trying to stop it in some way, shape, or form. In fact, you're pushing it forward. Now you're guilty according to Ezekiel chapter 3 and 18 of the blood of Joe Biden.
And Jesse, that's what Father Altman, in his interview with us, with Bishop Strickland, said. We'll be back with much more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path." According to St. John Paul II, being a Christian means saying yes to Jesus Christ. It consists in surrendering to the Word of God and relying on it, but also endeavoring to know better and better the profound meaning of this Word. May God grant that we always rely on His Word, read it often, and put it into practice.
Your tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-life.
across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Wow. Straight talk Catholicism.
Hey, Jesse, let me interrupt you, brother. I just got this text. Tens of thousands of Christians are gathering in Washington, D.C. today, right now, to pray. And it's Franklin Graham. He's called the event Return. Vice President Mike Pence is delivering the opening remarks. Jesse, can you imagine the previous administration doing something like this and participating? No way. He said, in these challenging times, we do well, as you do today, to remember that everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving that we are present to request to God, the vice president said, and we claim the promise, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ as His grace has through the generations of our nation. We need to be United States of America, not the divided states of America. The famed evangelist said before the march. I just want to commend our Protestant brothers. I hope there's Catholics participating. Tens of thousands of Christians are right now marching down there. Isn't that awesome?
Yep. There's a prayer right now, Terry, like I've never seen. I mean, all the Catholic churches here in my end of Phoenix, I'm in the south end of Phoenix. On Sunday nights, you can go to virtually any Catholic church. All the adoration chapels are full of people praying for the elections, for Amy Coney Barrett. You have inside the church, they're having evening rosaries, evening divine mercies, litanies for the president, for Amy Coney Barrett. So this is happening basically everywhere where I'm looking. I'm seeing Catholics and Protestants storming heaven because people know, Terry, this is it. This is Our Lady of Fatima's prophecy, communism. This is communism trying to come in to the United States of America through Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And a lot of people realize that this is the face of evil. This is diabolical. And it must be opposed, faith and reason. You know, we have to pray like everything depends on us, and we have to vote and act like everything depends on God.
Amen, brother.
Or the other way around.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Jesse, this is exciting times to be alive right now, and this is why I'm trying to... we have a sleeping giant, Jesse. The Catholic Church is like a lion, you know, in a cage, but it has to be let out. And I believe that if we don't respond in a positive way to our faith, then we will lose it.
Yeah, well, we're down right now, Terry. People that are going to Mass right now, you're looking at the remnant.
Yep.
I mean, literally, you
yep.
know, at the time of Elijah, you know, mm-hmm. Elijah, God told Elijah, hey, there's 7,000 Israelites that haven't worshipped the false
right.
gods of
right.
Baal. We're down to that. We have 8% of Catholics in the United States going to Mass on Sunday, and all the ones that are going, they're the diehards.
That's right.
They're the ones that do holy hours, evangelize, they have apostolic,
yep.
they do apostolic work. Pro-lifers, they do holy hours. The people that are going right now, this is the remnant.
Yep.
This is the people that's the gospel of Jesus Christ is burning their heart. And you know what? You can do a lot more with a few. I mean, in the Old Testament, Gideon, he defeated the enemy with 300 men.
Yeah, thousands. They were the other side.
Yeah, and he said, I don't need 10,000 men. I don't need 15,000 men. I just need 300 men that are committed. And that's what we're down to right now. And what we need right now, Terry, is everything is lining up. And this is, I see the hand of God on all of this. If President Trump wins, he's the most pro-life president in our lifetime, the most pro-Catholic friendly president.
Yeah.
And then, Terry, a lot of the things that we've lost has been through the Supreme Court.
That's right. Think about it.
I wrote a book. It's called Knocked Off the Donkey. I have a whole chapter just on the Supreme Court and all the cases we've lost. This will be the first time in virtually 40 or 50 years that the majority of the courts will be constitutionalist.
Yep.
They'll be originalists. We haven't had that in 40 to 50 years.
Yep.
That's how we keep getting our clots cleaned with all these Supreme Court decisions. And this is very huge, Terry, what's happening with Amy Coney Barrett.
Well, I would say this. The little babies that are going to be born in the future are going to be very happy that this decision was made. I just pray again, Mr. Graham, get people to pray for this, but make reparation, go to Mass, make adoration, pray for this, because our country needs to get returned back to godly values. And you know what, Jesse? It was real common. Remember, God bless you, a Merry Christmas. All these things were said when we were kids, and then it gradually got taken out. And then what happened when President Trump got back in these last 4 years? Well, you know what I've noticed? That now Christians can speak up and not feel like, oh, well, for example, President Trump in 2017 said, you know, you nonprofits, you guys, churches, speak up on your politics. I'm not going to hold the Johnson Amendment there back in 54 that churches can't speak up. I'm giving you freedom. I'm telling the IRS, lay off. So why is he doing that? I think it's because he's bringing back a Christian. I know this is a man who's got a bad background, but I really believe that, Jesse, I'm just saying the facts are everything he's doing seems to me showing that he had a conversion. He really, I mean, it's just look at what this man has done in a sense of Christian morality, especially for the unborn. And I got to think that another 4 years, this whole thing can be turned around in the sense of the unborn. That's my take.
Terry, I'll tell you, here's a brief story about a bad man that God used very powerfully.
Yep.
Everybody knows about the story of the Battle of Lepanto.
Obviously, yeah, of course.
Where the Muslims went to attack the Catholics, Catholic Europe. I think it was in 1571,
yep.
September 1571. Right. And we were outnumbered 3-1 battleships, soldiers. And the Pope at the time, Pope St. Pius V, he's, by the way, the Pope that gave us the Tridentine Mass.
Yep.
He codified it. And he looked to probably the most secular person in Europe to be the general. He looked to Don Juan of Austria. Don Juan, that's a term that we use as Hispanics for playboy. Don Juan of Austria, he was a womanizer. This guy was a secular, you know, he was a bad Catholic, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And he was a secular humanist. Human, you know, more than a Catholic. And that's why, you know, that's where we get the term today. People call Mexican guys or Hispanics that are playboys, they call them Don Juans.
That's right.
It comes from him, Don Juan of Austria. Terry, yet God used this playboy.
I love it.
To lead the greatest defense, military defense, outnumbered by ships and men against the pirate Muslims that came from Turkey. And this playboy, given authority by the Pope to defend the church, defeated the Muslim Turks.
And it can happen again.
What's the point that I'm making? God can write straight lines with crooked pencils.
That's right.
That's what Don Juan of Austria was, and that's what Donald Trump is. And God is in the business of taking broken vessels and doing great things with them.
And Jesse, let me just have you finish up your thought about our exit interview when we all die and that. Our voting, I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm telling you to vote with a Catholic mindset, but I know who I'm going
to
vote for.
So you don't go to hell.
Exactly. That's my point, Jesse. Not just this election, but I'm going to say it just what Father Altman said. I've said it. Jesse has said it. No good Catholic, okay, no Catholic can be a Democrat today and vote for the Democratic platform because what their platform says, it's not me, read it. It says we're for killing unborn babies. End of story. Nothing else to discuss. And that's why I tell people, I mean, St. John Paul II calls the governments that legalize abortion a tyrant state. So if you vote for this tyrant state, I'm warning you that you're going to face an exit interview with God saying, why did you support the killing of innocent life? And I believe that the answer is going to be, if you didn't repent and get the confession, I'm just going by what I believe as a Catholic, basic catechism. You die in the state of mortal sin. People don't want to say this. You go to hell. That's how it works, Rich, Jesse. I can't say, how do I sugarcoat that? There's no sugarcoating. Either you go to heaven, hell, or you spend some time in purgatory to the end of time. And we at Virgin Most Powerful Radio here at Terry and Jesse Show, we want to help you get to heaven.
Terry, even Yeah, if you want to see where Terry just quoted from, it's from
I got it right here.
The Gospel of Life, paragraph 20.
Yep, paragraph 20.
John Paul II called governments that legalized abortions a tyrant state. Gospel of Life, paragraph 20.
Yep.
And the fact is, Terry, there's just a lot of... Cardinal Gerhard Mueller, the former doctrinal chief at the Vatican, they asked him about, again, how to vote. And this is... he was... again, he's one of the doctrinal chiefs of the Catholic Church right now, even though he was dismissed from his post because he was too Orthodox. But he said, Terry, he was asked about, can Catholics vote for Biden? He says, whether a Catholic can vote for someone who's pro-abortion and anti-family, he says, no, Catholics must have a right understanding of life and human rights. And that it is, he says, Cardinal Mueller says, it is better to vote for a good Protestant than a bad Catholic.
I wonder what he means by that. I think I do. Well said.
I think he weighed in.
He
and
did
the elections,
and he agrees. And Jesse, here's the bottom line: people get mad at Father Altman for saying that. I'm a layman; they can't take my faculties away. I want to tell people, Bishop Strickland supports Father Altman. I did a 1-hour interview. It's going to come out Friday night this week at 5 p.m. Check our website out because you won't want to miss it. Over 30,000 people have already took a little teaser of it. And here's the bishop, one bishop in the entire country, standing up for him. You got to see it. And the way to get this is just go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Jesse, wrap it up.
Yeah, Terry, as Catholics, this is the Catholic moment that Father Richard Neuhaus, rest in peace, he said that very many years ago.
Yep.
This is the Catholic moment right now. In the future, people are going to look back and they're going to say, man, those Catholics in 2020, they were either courageous saints and martyrs or they were sissies.
Exactly.
History is going to write about us.
That's right.
And they're going to either say that was the most cowardly apostate group of epoch of Catholics in the history of America, or they're going to say those Catholics were... The new crusaders, the new cristeros, those Catholics, they were willing to stand up to being jailed, to being silenced. They were willing to stand up to physical attacks from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. History, Terry, is either going to call us heroes or cowards. And so as Catholics, pray your rosary every day. As Catholics, go to Mass as often as possible. As Catholics, read your Bible every day. The Mass readings, especially the Gospel, especially as Catholics. Penance on Fridays. And if you want to go old school, Wednesdays and Fridays. And you could even do it as much as you want throughout the week. And as Catholics, remain in a state of grace by going to confession often, at least once a month. And if you're in mortal sin right now, run out of here after you're done and go call up the rectory and say, Father, I need some confession right now. Terry?
Wow. Up next, Dr. Ed Mazza, the Bar of History. Hey, I always like to say that we are blessed. And Jesse, I want to end on a good note. What state should we be living in, brother?
State of happiness, state of joy, state of faith, state of grace.
Amen.
Don't live in the state of mortal sin, state of depression, state of despair, state of hopelessness. Live in the state of grace, the only state to live in.
Thanks again for supporting us here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We're too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. Dr. Ed Mazza is up next to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to Thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou Thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of Thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of Thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For Thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.